politics now, and the next official candidate for president, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, will launch his campaign in Louisville today, pitching himself as a different kind of Republican. ABC's John Carl covering the kickoff, and John, Paul is trying to set himself apart from the pack on both substance and style.
He sure is, George, and he is a different kind of Republican. He is a Republican who has supported the president on his efforts to strike a nuclear deal with Iran. He is also somebody who has proposed easing anti-drug laws. He has suggested that the war on terror has gone too far and pushed for privacy protections. He has, in the past anyway, proposed big cuts to defense spending. And on style, this is the most tech-savvy of any of the candidates in either party. He's somebody who loves to use Twitter, even Snapchat. He will be holding a Facebook town hall meeting after his announcement today. And, George, that will also be something you can see on Periscope.
Okay, if you have Periscope. He also, you know, in polling, he starts out in the middle of the pack overall, but with real pockets of strength in both Iowa and New Hampshire, those key states.
That's right. If you look nationally at the polls, he's down near the back, but he's much stronger in Iowa and New Hampshire, places he has spent a long time. And by the way, George, places that his father, who ran for president several times, did quite well in 2012. If you remember, Ron Paul, the father, came in third, a very close third in Iowa, second in New Hampshire. He's hoping to get some of those supporters. But one thing to note, Father Ron Paul will not be seen much on the campaign trail. He's going to be at the announcement today in Kentucky, but he is giving no interviews, something very unusual for Ron Paul.
Yeah, the son does not want to be tied to all of the views of the father. Okay, John Carl, thanks very much.